Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Palen from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, now, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay. Question, what is the most important or pressing global environment issue?
What's the most important what?
Or pressing global environmental issue.
Global environmental issue?
Yes.
I don't know that I feel all that strongly about any pressing issues, so I guess I don't know.
Okay. Professor Erna, and what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Facing Minnesota?
Yes.
I don't know. You got tough questions. There's nothing that really comes to mind for that right now. I'm sorry. I wish I could be more helpful, but I don't.
Okay. Okay, so using a scale from excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one would be refining. Would you say excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I would think that it's good.
Okay, what about agriculture and farming?
Agricultural and farming?
Yes.
That's good. Good.
Good. What about medical manufacturing?
Regarding environmental?
Yes, environmental performance.
I would have no idea. I mean, I would say that average. I mean, I'd say good. I don't know of any issues. I don't know about that.
Okay. What about forest products?
Forest products? Seems to be good. I'm not informed of any serious issues either, so.
Okay. Electric utilities.
I think it's the same for that. I would say good.
Good. And mining.
Well, I'm not around the mining areas much, but I don't know of any issues, so I would say good.
Good. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do, you know, in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one is U.S. Forest Service. Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
Fair? Okay. What about county land departments?
The county land department?
Yes, sir.
I would say fair also.
What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
I would also say fair.
Environmental groups?
I don't know. That's
okay. Fair? Okay. Just fair. Okay. What about forest and timber industries?
Probably fair.
Just fair, okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and how important do you feel the forest products industry, you know, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I would say it's definitely at least somewhat important, probably very. Yeah, I'll say it was somewhat important. I'm not sure.
Somewhat important. Okay, and how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat, not significant, or not at all significant?
Probably somewhat significant.
Okay. All right, so in each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown, you know, in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
Well, you know, I don't understand. Is this a guessing game? You're asking people that don't know, have any idea on these facts usually. So it's like, I don't have any exact, I would think that there's probably the same amount planted or possibly more than that is harvested, but I wouldn't have any idea.
Okay, that's all we want to know, sir. You know, your opinion. At the end, I will explain to you the reason why they asked me this question. So you would say same as harvest or more than harvest or fewer?
Well, I will say same as harvest.
Same as harvest, okay. I'm sorry, do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than there were in 1970s? Would be more, fewer, or about the same?
1970, I would maybe more, to guess.
More? Okay. All right, sir, and do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvest now and in the future or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right, sir. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has in Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Well, I think it's probably overall a net, I would say. I mean, it has an impact. I don't know, but it's, I don't know if it's either positive or negative, but so I'll say no impact, but that's not really what I,
okay.
I don't know.
All right, sir, and do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvest in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir, and do you feel it is acceptable for harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so some forest land is currently set aside by the government for a wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
No.
No? Okay. All right, sir, and do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, sir, and do you feel that it is, appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Well, if they feel it's right, then if it works or it pays, then yes, it's do it.
Okay.
How many more questions do we have?
All right, sir. We're almost done, sir. We're almost toward the end, and I really appreciate your time, okay? We're almost done. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Oh, very little. No, I'll say no.
Okay, no. All right, sir, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
What's the question?
Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers to manufacture wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Well, I would take the second one. I'm not sure.
A significant component?
Yeah.
Okay. I think. Chrysler, like many industries, or Minnesota's forest industry, most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding, train, and qualify logging equipment of operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of tax, state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find the train more workers, to find, you know, and train more workers to fill these jobs? Would you support or oppose that?
I would probably support it some.
Okay. The state of Wisconsin is providing rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hours certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public, you know, and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase of both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of the rural economies, the forest, and forest industries? Would that be support or oppose?
I would probably support that. That was a pretty long question.
Yes, sir. Well, it actually wasn't a statement, you know, explaining how
yeah,
that
I
would
know.
Work.
But okay, especially sir, gonna... we're getting to the end here, right?
Yes, we are towards the end. Okay, I'm going to list several components of the program, and each please tell me if you support or oppose, you know, state funding for that part of the program. The first one says create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
I'll support.
Okay, increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
I'm not really sure. I probably support, I guess.
Okay, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, the last one says get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that a forestry worker job provide.
Well, there shouldn't be much cost to that, so I'll support it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and finally, just last questions about you and your house, okay? What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Completed was high school.
Okay. All right, sir, now just for qualification, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay. And how would you describe your community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Small town. All right, sir. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or more than $100,000 a year?
50 to 75.
Okay. All right, sir. Do you consider your political views liberal or progressive, moderate or conservative?
I think I'm moderate.
Moderate. Okay. All right, sir. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional, service or business owner, or business management or administration, or retired homemaker or student or not employed?
Construction, I guess.
Construction.
Is that one of them?
Okay. Construction, right?
I'm a construction. I'm kind of a business owner in construction, so I don't know. Whatever. That could be blue collar business owner if that's what it is.
Okay. Yes, sir. Blue collar business owner. Yes, we got it. Okay. All right, sir. And in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
I'm male.
No. Okay. All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening, and thank you for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye.